friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from David. Hey, David, he sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And don't forget to smash the follow button so that you don't miss a single one of our awesome stories. And are you guys ready for today's adventure about a hamster that can paint animals that come to life? Me too. Let's go! One day, David was playing in his playroom and was having a really fun day. He was building a really cool racetrack for his cars, and they were super fast. Do you like to race cars or trucks or something with wheels? Yeah, me too. It is so fun. And David was really good at building these tracks. I want to see your tracks. What kind of tracks can you build? Maybe ones with loops? Or like a big circle that they can just keep going around and around and around forever. There's so many different ways that you can build racetracks. Well, David was playing and, like I said, having a great day. And it was almost time to come downstairs for a little afternoon snack. One of his favorite snacks was carrots dipped in ranch. Ooh, that is tasty. I love it. Well, as he was coming downstairs, all of a sudden, he heard a very loud scream.
Ah! Help! David!
That was his mom screaming from the bathroom. Something's wrong! As David ran in, she was huddled in the corner, and there was an octopus in the toilet!
What in the world? Said David. How did this get here?
I don't know, David, but it's gotta get out of here. It's a good thing the octopus wasn't a big one. It was a small octopus. But what in the world was it doing
in the toilet? That's not good.
David picked up the phone and called some people on the animal rescue team who were quick to come on out because they had to bring that octopus back to its, like, a good home. Are toilets good homes for octopus? No way, Jose. And as they picked up the octopus, they said,
"Hey, David, we've had some strange reports of animals appearing in random places that they definitely should not belong in. Could you keep an eye out for us there?"
"Oh, absolutely," said David. As some of the members of the animal rescue team left, David went to go get his snack. There they are. There's the carrots and...
Boom! What was that sound?
He was about to reach for the ranch dressing, but some ginormous boom, like a big thud, came from... sounded like the roof.
Oh no. You don't think it's another one of those weird animals in strange places, do you? Uh-oh.
David ran out the back door to take a look outside. He ran outside and looked up at the roof of his house and...
There was a baby elephant standing on his roof.
David's mouth was wide open.
Duh.
Oh, how did that happen? And he picked up the phone and called the animal rescue team. Again, they were back very quickly because they hadn't even gotten very far. They had to use some ropes and even a tractor to get the baby elephant off of the roof.
Whew, it's a good thing that you called us in quick, David, because that roof was not going to hold that elephant much longer.
Yeah, do you have any idea why this keeps happening? Because... the last I checked, we don't have octopus around here or elephants.
Yeah, that's what we're not so sure about. That's what I was trying to tell you, David, and I don't have an answer for you.
Okay, well, I'll let you know if I see anything else strange. David was very perplexed. Do you know what it means to be perplexed? Perplexed means, like, confused and like, huh? That's exactly how David and me, that's how we're feeling right now. Are you perplexed too? Yeah, it's pretty confusing what's going on with all these animals in strange places. Well, David, I gotta get my carrot snack. Yeah, he still hadn't had a snack yet because of all these crazy distractions, but he ran inside, got his carrots, there's the ranch. Perfect, now I can finally eat. He sat his plate down at the table and sat down in the chair, and then all of a sudden heard, what was that? It came from downstairs in his basement. Oh no, you don't think? Yep. As David ran over to the door of the basement, he was greeted by a ginormous bald eagle. What? What in the world is a bald eagle doing in the basement? Something is going on. These animals just keep appearing. David walked in the basement and walked downstairs and heard a little scurry across the floor. What was that? The bald eagle was sitting quietly in the corner. He'll call the animal rescue team in a minute, but he has to figure out where these things keep coming from. Look at that, said David. There was a trail of paint across the floor. Paints of all different colors, and what is that? They look like footprints, like tiny little footprints. As he walked deeper and deeper back to the back darker place of the basement, he heard a sound.
Like, hello, please don't hurt me, I'm sorry.
Hello? Who's there?
It's me, Hammy.
Hammy? Oh, hi, my name's David. Where are you?
I'm down here. I'm gonna come out. Just don't be mad.
And out walked a little hamster. A hamster that I've never seen before. It was all kinds of different colors, like pink and green and orange and yellow and blue and almost every color of the rainbow. And he went on to explain what was going on.
Yeah, you see, I've been given some kind of superpowers, and when I paint animals, and then they come to life after I paint them.
You can paint? How do you paint?
You see right here?
The hamster pulled out his tail from behind him, and it was like a giant paintbrush. It was beautiful. The paint was dripping out like, wow, the paint comes from inside the hamster's tail. So you mean all the animals that I've seen today, like the octopus and the elephant and this bald eagle, you painted them and they came to life?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I've been doing it for a long time. It's really fun, but I'm sorry if it scared you.
Oh, wow. That is a really cool skill. I wonder if there's a better way to do it. As David began to think, he came up with a plan. All right. I think what you're doing is really cool, but maybe we should make it a little better. What do you say?
I'm open to ideas, said Hammy.
Well, how about the animals that you draw? You have to make sure that they're animals that live in that place. Like, I know octopuses are cool, but they shouldn't go in our toilet.
Okay.
And elephants are awesome, but definitely they're not as awesome on a roof. And the bald eagle, he needs to fly. He shouldn't be in a basement. So maybe draw, like, the bald eagle outside, and then he can fly. That would be really cool.
Oh, that's a good idea. I was just drawing my favorite animals wherever I was, but that's a good idea.
David and his new friend Hammy became really good friends, and David's idea saved the day. All those crazy animals that were appearing in the wrong places was finally solved. The mystery of Hammy the hamster. And now David and him are going to have a blast painting and creating all kinds of animals in the right places, of course. The end.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Goldie from Toronto, Sasha from Mason, Ohio, Margaret from Atlanta, Georgia, Percy from Twist, Washington, Meriwether, Aldous, and Winford from Kansas City, Luke from Morris, Minnesota, and Jack from Orlando, Florida. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kids Short Stories Family and Honor Spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!